Oh, no,
sighed his wife.
Not another payment in oysters. You got it, Winnie. Cyrus didn't have the money to pay me in dollars, so he paid me in oysters. The harvest is fairly good this year.
Maybe so,
but I'm not fond of oysters to begin with. Now, to have this whole sack to clean and cook? Heaven help me.
Just think, if you're real lucky, you might find a pearl in one of them.
Right. What are the chances of that?
From what I've been told, about 1 in 10,000.
So you better get busy.
He laughed as he headed toward the door to go back to his shop while she hurled a dish towel at him. That evening, as the family sat down to dinner and the blessing was said, Horace made a face of disgust and lamented,
Oysters again?
Don't blame me, Winifred replied. Blame your father's customer. Bill chimed in. Oysters are good for you.
George stuck his finger down his throat to show his displeasure.
Ugh, why are they good for us?
Because, Bill counted off on his fingers, they're good for your bones and heart.
I hear they're also good for helping wounds heal. So eat them and be happy you have food to eat.
Then he looked at Winnie and made a face behind his napkin so the children couldn't notice him.
And another thing, added Bill after setting his napkin down, we can thank oysters for keeping our rivers clean. I read they can filter the water, leaving clean water for underwater grasses to make a home for the fish that you love to catch. They say a single oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water a day. Isn't that something?
And, he continued while he was on a roll, if we throw the oyster shells outside in the yard, the lime in them will help the tomatoes grow. So see, they're good for more than just eating.
Homer piped up.
Does this mean we don't have to eat them? We can throw them outside or throw them back in the river so they can finish cleaning the water?
Bill grinned. Of course. Just don't expect anything else to eat until tomorrow.